Chapter 13. Let your brotherly love continue. Do not forget hospitality, for through it some unknowingly entertained angels. Keep in mind those in prison, as though you were imprisoned with them, and those being mistreated, since you yourselves also are in the body. Let marriage be honorable among all, and let the marriage bed be without defilement, for God will judge sexually immoral people and adulterers. Let your way of life be free of the love of money, while you are content with the present things. For he has said, I will never leave you, and I will never abandon you. So that we may be of good courage and say, Jehovah is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Remember those who are taking the lead among you who have spoken the word of God to you, and as you contemplate how their conduct turns out, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led astray by various and strange teachings, for it is better for the heart to be strengthened by undeserved kindness than by foods which do not benefit those occupied with them. We have an altar from which those who offer sacred service at the tent have no authority to eat, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is taken into the holy place as a sin offering by the high priest are burned up outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also suffered outside the city gate in order to sanctify the people with his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the reproach he bore. For we do not have here a city that remains, but we are earnestly seeking the one to come. Through him, let us always offer to God a sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of our lips that make public declaration to his name. Moreover, do not forget to do good and to share what you have with others, for God is well pleased with such sacrifices. Be obedient to those who are taking the lead among you, and be submissive, for they are keeping watch over you as those who will render an account, so that they may do this with joy and not with sighing, for this would be damaging to you. Keep praying for us, for we trust we have an honest conscience, as we wish to conduct ourselves honestly in all things. But I especially urge you to pray, so that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, our Lord Jesus, with the blood of an everlasting covenant, equip you with every good thing to do his will, working in us through Jesus Christ what is well-pleasing in his sight, to whom be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Now I urge you, brothers, to listen patiently to this word of encouragement, for I have written you a short letter. I want you to know that our brother Timothy has been released. If he comes soon, I will be with him when I see you. Give my greetings to all those who are taking the lead among you, and to all the holy ones. Those in Italy send you their greetings. The undeserved kindness be with all of you.